This is Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870.
Oh, yeah, it's time for Wrench Nation, show 21.
Show, look at us. We're all grown up in here.
We're 21. We can have a beer now.
Yeah.
There you go.
You don't.
What?
You don't.
Am I too young?
Don't drink beer.
Okay.
Because I heard about your chicken this morning.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's National Fried Chicken Day.
Yeah.
And I have not yet eaten any fried chicken today.
That's good. You don't
honestly.
Because if you ate the chicken, you got to drink the beer. Right now, we can't drink the beer in the car.
You know where I ate that? At Dickie's Barbecue. They opened
nice.
A brand new one right over by your store.
I got to get out there.
On Pecos and Arizona Avenue. It's opening
there.
Tomorrow.
Yep. I'm a big, greasy, slobbering, rib-eating.
Barbecue.
So here we are, Wrench Nation Show 21. Steve
yes.
and I, Car Care, 480-655-8870. If you got Car Care questions, conundrums, if your car is making goofy noises, it smells like rotten eggs, or perhaps it's just not acting properly, give us a call.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're looking to buy a new car, maybe, or looking to buy a used car, maybe off of Craigslist, we want to help you with that too. 480-655-8870. Anybody who calls in with any question today
gets
one of these fantabulous prizes.
I'm excited, Steve, because
we got Walgreens. Well, no, we got Old Navy. I was going to say Walgreens. That's where you bought it. Old Navy gift card.
Domino's
pizza.
Yes.
There you go. GameStop.
Uh-huh.
Claire's.
For the little ones.
Oh, Claire's for the little ones.
Bow ties and stuff like that.
And last week there was a nice lady. Did she ever get in touch with you on Facebook? She wanted the Disney gift card. She had a question. Call in today. You can get one.
We got the gift cards. And today we're going to mix it up a little bit.
GameStop.
Mix it up a little bit here on the Car Care Wrench Nation show. Before we get into how you doing, Mr. Steve, we're going to announce on this particular show, we are giving the game show quiz of all quizzes. So if we got our listeners out there or anybody in YouTube land a year later, you guys on YouTube can answer with your comment. We don't care if you're from Sri Lanka, Timbuktu, Abbottabad, Pakistan.
Or North Dakota.
Yeah.
I'm from.
Or right here, South Phoenix or East Valley.
There you go.
Yeah.
480-655-8870. If you want to play that quiz too, you can have a gift card, okay? But you got to play the quiz, 480-655-8870. So my truck is almost, I just rolled over 3,000 miles. I'm like 3,007 miles.
He's a big boy now. He's a big boy.
There you go.
He's got 3,000 miles.
So, you know, our show today is about taking care of your car and
absolutely.
Whether you take better care of yourself or your car. I take care of neither.
Well, that's okay. You at least.
No, it's not.
We got two types of people. The people that know when they boast about it and the people that are lying.
Right. Well, I'm pretty good at telling the truth when
you're
it comes to this
telling the truth.
Crap.
Yeah.
But at 3,000 miles, Frank, what should I be doing?
Well, you can rotate your hubcaps to start with.
What's the purpose of that?
I just mess up.
I was seriously considering doing that.
Well, 3,000 miles, actually,
yeah.
The first 3,000 miles of your ride, you're kind of getting used to the feel.
Sure.
You know, that's like a newborn baby. You're listening to how the baby sounds.
Absolutely.
Looking at the baby.
Yeah, I'm still
the baby has a certain smell.
Because when I turn it off, I hear like shutting down, like shh.
It's like a jet airplane.
Yeah, it
settle.
Is now.
It's like,
yeah, it's pretty weird.
So that car has a signature.
Okay.
And you're developing that relationship.
Yes.
Now, if you didn't hug that truck, it's not going to like you in the next 3,000 miles.
Uh-oh.
Because I believe your vehicle is a spirit.
Okay. It's reincarnated with one of your dead relatives.
Right. But seriously, on that 3,000 miles, really, it's the get to know my vehicle point. And that's where you're going to. So really what the question.
I mean, should I, at this point, I don't need an oil change yet. This is a 2015.
No.
I could wait a little while, maybe 5,000-6,000 miles.
You can. Really, that first 3,000.
Right.
If we got listeners and some of our viewers on YouTube.
Sure.
If you just bought a new vehicle, that first 3,000 miles.
Yep.
Is really the get to know you period. And that's when you're going to look, if you got noises that sound out of whack, then that's going right back to the manufacturer, the dealer for warranty.
Right. That's
but
all
Steve,
warranted. Right.
Get some clapping music because I am exactly excited at this moment in time because
why?
Show 21.
Hey, show 21.
Well, no,
what?
I'm celebrating the fact that when we first met, dude, show one. This guy was like, I got a skateboard. I know about more about my skateboard than my truck.
Yeah, well, my hoverboard.
You are thinking about a vehicle, and that is awesome.
The hoverboard broke down, but the car is still going.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Who fixes the hoverboard? Who is in charge?
You know, these are the pieces of junk, so we just throw them out.
You what? They're not. Yeah. You don't have a warranty?
These are terrible.
You can't send it back to Japan?
No, back to China. No.
China.
They ain't taking it. What we paid for them.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, speaking of hoverboard, yeah. You showed me the video, which is really cool. And yes, people, you guys listening, we appreciate you. This is Car Care. So just call in with your questions. But right now, Steve and I get to get caught up. And Steve, you showed me the YouTube video. We're talking hoverboard, but there was actually like a little surfboard style thing. The guy had a hose hooked up in a deal and he was spinning.
Oh, you're what talking was, about the guy who does the flyboarding.
Flyboarding.
I thought, love this thing.
Man.
I saw it for the first time last year on America's Got Talent. There was this kid named Damon Rippey out of Texas.
Now, Rippey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Stop. If you're born with a name like Rippey,
I know.
You cannot just show up to school. You got to be doing some stuff.
Well, he did some stuff. And so he basically flies. It looks like he's Iron Man. That's what he says. He feels like he's Iron Man. He flies. Do you want to do this? Because we can go out and do this one day.
I'm saying we do, but I got to take some Metamucil. And some joint medicine.
Yeah. Well, the guy who runs it, the guy who owns the Arizona version,
all right,
is a former student of EVIT, and he used to be in fire science. So, and he used to also work for me.
That makes
after
sense.
After he graduated.
Because it was like a fire hose. It was like a 4 or 5 inch hose.
It's hooked up to the jet ski, and it's shooting the water up, which makes you fly.
It was like a scene out of Tron.
It was.
On the water.
We
it was
need
trippy.
To do this.
What happened, man? We grew up. We didn't have this stuff. We thought we were big and bad when we just like.
When I had a remote control Batmobile, I was happy.
I know. Well, here we are. Wrench Nation. Steve and I will answer to the best of our ability your car care conundrums. And we want to always, as we do, we give out some special shout outs. We run into many of you guys out in the community, whether you're on social media or we just run into you at the local hardware store. We appreciate you guys listening. And I have a special shout out to Char Cammons. Char Cammons runs. We love the community. You guys know that. And we love when there's the charitable side of community because that's what life is about.
Right.
Whether you're running a Wrench Nation car talk show or whether you're at, you know, a local car wash doing a charitable.
Well, you know, giving back because if you give back, think about the times you didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And the people that were or weren't there for you and how you needed some help.
I keep a ramen noodles in my toolbox to keep it humble.
There you go.
You never know. But Char Carmen, she's with SaveTheFamily.org. And Steve, what they do is really cool. They help homeless people. And especially this time of year, think about it. You're not out there. Dogs, humans, it's hot.
Right.
And we've got a lot of our homeless out there. And we want to just give a shout out to Char Carmen.
I saw a guy today.
I know.
Yep.
SaveTheFamily.org. So thank you, Char. Let's give a round of applause for Miss Char Cammons. We appreciate you. Lots of love on Twitter. You can find us at Wrench Nation and, of course, Instagram, Facebook. Your questions 24/7. Somebody's sleeping during the day, but I know one of us, we got elves, Wrench Nation elves, answering questions. We had 3 a.m.
3 a.m. Wrench Nation elves were answering questions?
They were.
That was you.
I got up.
I don't know how many times I checked my phone during the night because when you work a radio station, you don't know if it's going to go off the air or something's going to happen or news is going to break or something.
Yeah.
Same thing with Wrench Nation's Facebook and Twitter. Now, let me ask you, what's today's show about?
Well, we're talking tune-ups, man.
Okay.
Tune-ups. Spark plugs and spark plug wires and service. I mean, you know, we went from the conventional tune-up to really a service. So we're going to talk about how to handle getting, you go into a garage and they say, you need a tune-up, and it's going to cost buku money. What can wait? What's dire? When do I get this stuff done? And when? How long do I get a warranty for? We're going to dive into all of that. But you know, Steve, I can't let you go, man. What'd you do for 4th of July, man?
4th of July, I hosted Fountain Hills.
And you got your fingers.
The 4th of the Fountain, I still have my fingers. Up. You know, I grew up in North Dakota blowing off fireworks.
All right.
And I loved it. Lived in the country. You could not blow off fireworks in the city. And
right.
So 4th of July, what I actually did on the 3rd of July was went out and I bought my dogs these sweaters.
All right.
That are supposed to give them pressure and make them feel comfortable and stuff.
Why do we do this?
I do this because I love my dog. I'm worried about my dogs barking and getting scared.
Just give them some Benadryl, man. I mean, that's what they do. Well, I don't know about that.
Well, anyway, I don't know if we should recommend that.
No, we're not.
But
I
went out and did that on the 3rd, and on the 4th they were fine. But then last night the neighbors were blowing off fireworks in the neighborhood. I thought it was Vietnam War.
I know some people get crazy with it. I tell you what, though. We bought some fireworks, Steve.
Yeah.
And what I did, I tried to be clever and go on YouTube before I made my consumer purchase to kind of preview these fireworks.
Of course you did.
And on YouTube, these particular brand fireworks went up about 8, 10 feet, 12 feet in the air. And I said, oh, cool. Because, you know, if you're going to light it, you want your neighbors to hear them.
Well,
you want them to see them.
But now they're allowed to buy anything that blows up in the air 50 feet.
Well, that's what I wanted. That was that. I wanted the 50 feet stuff. I watched
the
YouTube.
They passed a law this year.
And I actually... got the stuff.
Right.
And I had the kids. Some of the adults were, you know, how that go, you know, July, they drink and eat.
Sure.
And they were all excited.
Right. And
I was boasting. I was like, you guys don't worry. YouTube, 15 feet in the air.
Right.
People on the west side will see this.
Right.
And so I lit these fireworks.
And you bought snakes.
And I figured.
Remember those?
You know how we start? You always start with the small stuff.
Yeah.
I said, no, let's start with the big stuff first. Because just in case the other stuff don't work.
Right.
So I lit this stuff up.
Uh-huh.
We got about 3 feet off the air.
My
the Chihuahua in the family, he was excited. He was looking. He was all happy. But it was just terrible. So that was 4th of July.
All right. Well, here's the deal. We're going to have our car quiz next. We want you to take it. You get to choose your gift card. All right. GameStop, Disney, Claire's, Domino's, Old Navy, car wash certificate
we got
cards,
everything.
Gift cards, and Alvin and the Chipmunks road trip movie. See, this is perfect if you're a parent and you're driving and you want to get something for your kid and you didn't have any money this week because you had to pay the rent. 480-655-8870. Call now to play the car quiz. I have no idea what this car quiz is about, but I guess we're going to find out.
It's going to be
good. Right? Let's get some players. 480-655-8870. You get any gift card we got here, all right? Red Station continues next on 88.7 The Pulse.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870 with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
It is Wrench Nation. 480-655-8870 is the number. We want you to play our car care quiz with us coming up in just a few minutes. 480-655-8870. And if you have any questions, anything you want to know about what might be happening to your car, or if it's making a funny noise, or the air conditioning's not work, or if it's making a funny smell,
maybe you recently got an estimate, right? You get an estimate, you've been to a newer garage,
sure,
and maybe your car's at a truck is at 60,000 or so miles. You've got your first large potential repair.
Right.
You're not sure how to go about that. So that's what we're about. We're a community of getting all your car care conundrums taken care of. We got a community of mechanics across the country, actually. And guess who we have on the phone, baby?
We have our guy from the cool country.
Cool country. What is happening? Luis Gomez. How are you, baby?
I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing?
Good.
Excellent.
Is it snowing up there in Prescott?
I wish. We're sweltering up here at 90 degrees.
Oh,
it
boy.
Is. That's hot for up
hot.
There.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Luis Gomez at Prescott Auto Body Tire Pros Auto Center. Luis, tell us, man, you are just doing amazing things. What have you been doing lately up there, brother?
Man, we got this build going right now. It's a Wounded Warriors project.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a 2016 Chevrolet Corvette.
Right.
And we've turned into a wide body with a custom wide body, not one you can buy. You know, it'll be 980 horsepower when we're done with it.
That's sick.
It's completely custom. It's going to look like a jet.
Wow.
You know, and we should be done with it here in about a month. And then we're going to unveil it in Georgia. And we're in conjunction with the NFL.
Nice.
We'll do Warriors Project, the whole thing with us. So we'll do the USO tour. So we'll go around the world, basically.
Right. So, Louis, during this whole process, often a lot of us have seen the shows and everything, and there are some stress points, right? We're all stressed out about timeline and stuff. Has this been just sort of an easy, I don't know if I'm going to use easy, but how are things going with that build? Is this thing stressing you out? Is there a lot of attention on getting it right? What's going on there?
Beyond. And you know what, the craziest thing, too, because we have so many people around this country that are helping us out. Custom wheels that are made exclusively for this car, there's one off. And the body kit, just for instance, on the wheels, we had the wheels custom made. The barrels were a half inch too thin on both the front and rear. So we had to send them back out, have them redone, and we can't check fenders until we get the wheels on it right.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, you know, little things like that. The body kits, when you're hand molding stuff, can take a long time. So a project we thought was going to take 3 months has taken us six.
Where can people find this project progress? I mean, can they get, where do they, because
right,
we want to get that.
Yeah. Until it's unveiled, you know, and then, you know, probably the next few weeks, and then we'll unveil it, and I'll send you pictures, and we'll get it out.
Nice.
There, you know?
And let's before we dive in, we're going to talk tune-ups and some of the things that you may be seeing in the garage. Tell the people right out of the gate, you're out of Prescott. Give us Cross Streets. Tell us your website. We want to get that all that information.
PrescottTirePros.com.
Okay.
So you can find us on there, Prescott Tire Pros. Google it. We should be coming up first right there. We do complete auto service, mechanical, master certified techs like your place down there, Frank.
Yeah,
you know, we've been around town for a long, long time.
Louis, I got to tell the folks I admire. It's one thing to have a great small business in the community, but it is another thing to have a great small business in the community that's embedded, that is there, that is helping people. And I got to tell you, the things that you guys do at Prescott Auto Body and Tire Pros, that whole automotive center up there, you guys always amaze me. And I'm grateful to have you on. So we're talking tune-ups, Louis. And tell the people now, let's role play, because we got some of our listeners and perhaps some of our YouTube folks out there. I got a vehicle that's got 60,000 miles, and I'm getting ready to take it into service. At a 60,000-mile service, should I expect a tune-up? What do you think? I mean, how would you approach that?
You know, you got to play it by ear, and every car is different. You know, and
right.
We go out of the owner's manual, not necessarily the dealership's manual. There's a big difference there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you go to a dealership, and they say, okay, we recommend this, this, and this, and there's a whole list of things that it doesn't even need.
Right.
You know, so we go off the Bible of the vehicle. You know, your owner's manual will see exactly what it needs. But most of the time, you don't replace spark plugs at 60,000.
You don't. That's right.
Sometimes it's 100,000 miles.
Right.
At 60,000, we're doing the fuel injection services. We're doing the PCV valve. We're checking your filters.
Right.
We're basically doing a lot of inspections.
Right. So it's a little pit stop. It's a pit stop to kind of just do a little bumper to bumper.
I got to be honest. I mean, I've never gone in for that 15, 30, 60 thing.
Yeah.
And again, I'm always guilty of, and my vehicles have run a long ways. I take them in for their oil changes, and maybe they're checking things when they're doing the oil changes, and they'll tell me it needs an air filter or it needs whatever.
Right.
So they'll tell me that, but I've always thought that's just kind of another way for me to get in there and you take my money.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's many ways to look at it, but you know, Louis, we're talking relationships, and I think the biggest thing, no matter what if we're talking tune-ups, oil leaks, clutches, whatever the case is, and you're new to a particular garage, they need to provide the options. You know, Louis, we always talk about options because, you know, Louis, you mentioned a car was taken elsewhere and they said you needed all this stuff, and you really need to know what is going to keep me safe right now. And what is going to cost me more money later?
Well, then I'll tell you what, too, Frank, and since doing the show with you for the past few months, you know, 4 or 5 months we've been doing this, you're kind of turning my tide, too, because now I've got this vehicle, a brand new vehicle, and I'm wanting to know at $3,000 what do I got to do, and I'll be sitting here at $5,000 what I have to do, because I know that expenses that popped up over the past 6, 7 years probably would have been less expensive if I would have done some of the maintenance along the way.
And that's what it's about. Louis, I mean, you know.
That's what it is. And you go to your owner's manual tells you this, and it tells you what to check off. Now, you guys being in the desert, you have severe service down
there. We have severe duty that changes things a little.
Severe duty. So there's two sections that are to follow. You know, up here in Prescott, I have a lot of older customers, you know, that never leave the area. So it's not severe duty by no means.
Right, right.
But my customers that go back and forth to Phoenix, which there's a lot of those, and those are severe.
Yeah.
So in your owner's manual, you can tell you so much to do. But what I'm getting at, people go to the dealerships, and I've had people come in here that were tired of going to the dealerships for a 15,000-mile service, and it cost them $500.
Right. You know, and I think the key is, that option. And always we kind of look at the safety, major mechanical, and right under that, maybe some of those teeth cleaning services. In terms of tune-ups, I think it's fair to say, even in severe duty climate, 90 to 105,000. Some of the Chryslers are still out there doing 30,000-mile spark plugs, which you can upgrade. But, you know, talk to me, Louis, real quick, because we're going to have you hang on. We've got a couple of gals online that want to take the quiz. We're going to have you hang on through segment 3.
Okay.
But I have a question for you. And I think, Steve, you probably... Steve goes into the garage. They said you need a tune-up, but you also need a fuel system cleaning.
Yes.
What is that all about?
Fuel injection service. Now, the system we use is a BG product.
Right.
We go through the fuel tank. We also go through the air induction cleaning and through your fuel system. Now, what I've noticed over the years, all of our octane levels have dropped. we're putting cheaper gas in these cars.
Yep.
Right,
and
right.
You should be doing a fuel injection service every 30,000 miles.
Oh. Right.
And
right.
It makes a big difference.
And how much does a basic fuel injection around about cost?
Well, you know, 80.
$159.95.
Okay. That's right. 80, I've seen it anywhere from $80 to $220.
Okay. Yep.
The thing about it is this. Let's just clear the air. We're talking tune-ups. We're also talking this fuel system service. Adding stuff to the gas tank is not a fuel system service.
No.
For $29.95. So people, be careful. And speaking on price points, we're going to get into this a little bit more. We've got Greg coming up later. Please, people, these advertisements for tune-up $29.99, forget about that.
It's
that is
not real.
Let's just be real on the subject of bait and switch, man.
So what are they doing to you with that? Just kind of just checking your air filter to see if it's there or what?
They're in the gas tank and they're changing your air filter.
Oh.
Basically, they're giving you badass coffee and a half a handshake for $29.99.
You get what you pay for.
You do, and I think people are smart, they're wise, they're hip. I think it's fair to say severe duty. Which could mean also, you know, up there in the high country, Prescott, you may have a four-wheel drive climate. That could change how the vehicle's driven. That could be considered severe duty, right, Louis?
It is, yeah. The winter time in four-wheel drives, that is a severe duty because we want to check that transfer case fluid and make sure it's okay.
And, right. I think I would compare that to when I go on vacation. I'm not going to stay at Motel 6, but I'm probably not going to stay at Ritz-Carlton. I'm going to stay at somewhere right in between.
Keep a happy medium. And,
right. Yeah.
You know, you can communicate, and I think most of the Rockstar Garages, all the good guys and gals, these are people embedded in your community. They want to work with you. They want to keep you on board lifetime.
Want
and so
you to come back over and over again. We're not going to get you in once and nail you, and you know, like some of these little places do.
Right.
We want you to be customers and family for life.
When we come back in the next segment, I'm going to ask both of you guys as longtime mechanics a question, but not until we come back in the next segment. Hold on a second, Louie, okay?
All right, buddy.
All right, we're going to go and take our couple listeners. Now, here's we got a quiz.
Yeah.
Should we put both of them on the phone at the same time and both of them can give us their answers?
I would love that.
Okay, let's do that.
I will keep track of that. Let's get the quiz.
We have two ladies. We have Beth on the phone and we have who's my other person? All right, is this Beth?
Yes.
Hi, Beth. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, hold on a second. I got another person I got to bring you in there.
Wait a minute. Stop. Wait. Beth deserves a bell. Give it. All right. We
got
to give Beth
Oh, you got the ding-ding bell.
I got the ding-ding. Beth, thank you for calling.
All right. We also have Ashley on the phone
from
Glendale.
All right. So let me write this down.
All right. Let me Ashley. Get that. Ashley, right. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Ashley. Ashley, meet Beth. Beth, meet Ashley.
All right.
Hi.
So.
Hi.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to have Ashley answer first since she's on line one and Beth second. Frank will ask questions to you.
And they will range from difficult levels.
Okay, so. Hang on, though. Somebody's got their air conditioner blowing right on the phone right now. Or is that a window?
Air conditioner.
Okay, kind of turn the vent another way there.
This is what happens. Beth and Ashley, you call the car care show, and they tell you to turn off your AC at 115 degrees.
I still got too much air.
All right, let's get some game show music.
All right,
are you
music.
Guys ready? We got Beth and Ashley. Are you guys ready?
Do something with that air conditioning and our window. Hold on. All right, good. That's better. Okay, here we go. Music. There we go.
All right.
First, it's Ashley. Go.
Ashley, well, this is going to be real easy. What maker car has the nickname Silver Star? Is that Honda, Mitsubishi, or Daimler Chrysler?
Ashley, what do you think?
What was the option?
Silver Star name, is it Daimler Chrysler, Toyota, or Honda?
Chrysler.
Yes,
all
I think
right.
That's right.
Ding, ding, ding. Ring that bell. Ashley got one. I'll put the one there.
All right, Beth, all right. It's your turn.
Beth, here we go. Now, Beth, this may be the most difficult car question you've probably heard all your life. What color are most Ferraris?
Uh-oh.
red.
All right, let's get a ding, 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 ding for that one right there. All right, we're coming over to Beth. Beth, we're talking about, now this may be a little bit more difficult, but what material is a Chevy Corvette made of? I'll give you the options.
Oh.
Sheet metal,
okay.
Fiberglass,
yep.
Carbon fiber, aluminum, or plastic?
What do you think, Ashley?
Fiberglass.
Oh!
Is that right?
Yeah, well, it is right.
That's what I thought.
It is, but we have some variations. That was kind of a goofy question.
We're doing okay.
We're doing all right. So here we go. We're going to ask you another Corvette question. How many Corvette generations are there? In other words, how many design changes were there? How many generations? Was that 3? 5, 7, or 6?
Are you asking Ashley?
Yeah, it's Beth.
Beth.
6.
6.
Is that right?
Well, we got to research that. We're going to tease you out a little bit on
we'll
that
We'll get
one.
Back to you on that one.
All right, so here we go. We've got another car question.
This is Ashley's question.
Ashley, now, what does the term GT GTO. Where was that originated by Ferrari? All right, GTO. What does the O stand for? This may be a little difficult. I'm going to ask the question here. The term GTO was originated by Ferrari. What does the O stand for?
Oh.
Omologato, Organization, Outback.
What was the first one?
Omologato.
Outback.
Okay.
No, that's wrong.
Well, we're going to go with Omologato. And we're going to get ready to wrap this up. I think we've got an even Steven here.
Sounds good. We're close to it. All right, here we go.
All right, so.
Well, they're both going to win.
Now, listen. Who's next? We got Beth.
Yes, Beth.
Beth, so what is the native country of the creator of the Porsche? Is that England, Poland, Swahili land, Germany, Austria? The creator of Porsche, is that Germany, Switzerland, Poland, England, or Austria? Porsche.
Germany?
Yeah, let's ring a bell. See, you're good. Look
very
at you guys
nice, very
go.
Very nice. All right, ladies. So you're both going to get gift cards.
Well,
we've got
right.
Old Look Navy, at. Domino's, Disney, Claire's, GameStop, and GameStop. Which one do you want, Ashley?
GameStop.
Which one do you want, Beth?
Old Navy,
you got them. Okay, hang on a second, and Bree will take care of you guys.
You guys rock. We thank you for calling there.
We will be right back with more Wrench Station, 480-655-8870. I know we already have somebody else on hold wanting to play, so we'll be back here on 88.7 The Pulse.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now, 480-655-8870.
Oh, yeah, we want our hotline to bling, 480-655-8870. More gift cards, Disney, Claire's, Domino's, GameStop. You want to play a quiz with us or you want to ask a question of Frank, something's wrong with your car, or you think something's wrong or something smells weird or something doesn't work right, or you're getting an estimate and you're not sure if it's too much or too little, 480-655-8870. We're here for you every week. Also, Wrench Nation on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, we're out there on social media. We want to thank our YouTube viewers.
Oh,
you guys
rock. 2,000 people a week watching the podcast.
They're listening.
That's
we got
listening to the podcast.
It's a community.
I love it.
And it's because we got great folks like Louis Gomez on the line. He's calling.
Oh, yes.
Louis Gomez out of Prescott. Thank you for holding. He's carrying over to our third segment.
Now,
here.
I want to ask both of you a question.
Yeah.
Louis from Prescott Tire Pros up there. And what road are you on? Are you on the main drag or what?
We are on Iron Springs Road.
Okay.
Nice.
Iron Springs Road. Now, let me ask you each a question. As longtime car mechanic guys, okay, I always, like, you know, once you let your car go, I kind of feel bad. And I feel embarrassed to take my car in.
Guilty.
You know, how does that ever really make you mad how far some people have let your car go? Louis, we'll start with you.
Not really. You know what I mean? I mean, because we're making more money.
Exactly.
Well, we can chuckle at that, but...
We can chuckle, but you know what? Honestly, when they come in, and there's a lot, you know, a lot of times happen. A lot of people get busy. They're busy with their lives, but they want to get them in and get them up to snuff. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I do the same thing. You let your teeth go too long.
I mean, what is it? You don't think dentists are talking about, well, we got cavities instead of teeth cleaning now. And I think we're all sensitive. We never want to show that indifferent. What's wrong with you? You didn't fix your car when you should have. It's going to cost you more money. People, as Louis said, man, they get busy.
Right.
They get busy. Life happens.
Right.
Right? So.
And these cars go longer than they used to. If you guys were back in the 70s, I mean, you were lucky to get 10,000, 15,000 miles on a set of plugs, and your points were gone all the time.
That's
right.
Right,
but you're talking about the 70s to now. I mean, in the 70s, you didn't need a computer for everything.
No.
No. But and you can work on these cars yourself, but if they think back, especially the older generations, they can remember popping the hood and you're out there doing this and doing that. You know, you don't have to do that stuff. Back in the days, you had to flush your radiator once a year and get all that junk out of there. You know?
Right. So you have. It's not as frequent.
Would it be a perfect world for you if everybody did maintenance and came in and did their normally scheduled maintenance? Would that make both of you happier or would that put you out of business?
No, that would make us happier.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of anxiety. A lot of anxiety. Right, Louis? There's a lot of anxiety when you get somebody that comes in and they've opened their hood for the first time in 100,000 miles.
Sure.
A lot of anxiety for everybody. So, you know, we're talking tune-ups and we're talking about, you know, spark plugs and ignition wires. And I wanted to just touch upon two things. One, we get a lot of folks that talk about a check engine light. I need a tune-up. And that may not be the case. Isn't that right, Louis?
No, it could be as simple as a gas cap.
Yeah. So,
you know, and it's, you know, I got one being towed from Rimrock. It's coming up here today from AAA, which is 100 miles from me. The guy called me and says, Louis, I haven't touched this thing in 8 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm towing up to my house here in Prescott. And she said, it has to be running before I get to the house. I said, what have you done to it? He goes, nothing.
Not You know what I think? 8 years.
Wow.
Think about it. This is what I think. Cars like that, you know that cryogenic facility in Scottsdale?
Yeah.
Where people are just hanging out to be revived someday.
Oh yeah,
that's what we got.
All right, tell me if I'm, you know, I'm an amateur here, but me if I'm wrong on this. 8 years, your car's been sitting there.
Yeah.
One of the first things I want to check is first, does it start?
Okay,
because the battery's going to be probably an issue.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the second thing is my tires sitting around for 8 years. That's not good.
No.
So am I right on those two things?
You are. But. We can't,
oil and so forth and so on. It hasn't been started.
You know what it is?
Fuel.
It's a game plan.
The big thing, too, the gas that's in the vehicle.
It's a game plan.
Good point.
You know, most garages will do a bumper-to-bumper assessment. Again, they're going to start with safety.
Right.
Major mechanical. In other words, that $300 repair could cost you $1,500 later. They want to talk about that. And then all that game planning of service maintenance intervals and things like that right under there. So,
but see, I think that's genius. She's having it towed up there.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to take the chance with that oil in that engine, that sludge that's probably built up over 8 years just sitting there.
Right.
And the bad gas and the possibility of the tires or anything else. You know, I mean, it's going to cost you a little bit, but it might be, you know, if 8 years.
I got a question for Louis. Louis, we have issues with Black Widows, right? Car like that, truck like that, sitting, bam, Black Widows.
Really?
You said that's the first thing. You said check tires.
Check for
Black
Widows.
Mechanics are checking for Black Widows, man. Tell me, up in Prescott and up in the valley up there, what do you guys see if a vehicle's sitting? What kind of critters are you guys getting?
We have a lot of rat damage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
rodents.
Yeah,
yeah, rat pack.
They get in there, they make nests, and they chew on that wiring because they love the way it tastes.
Sure.
And that's the biggest thing we see. We get a lot of rat damaged vehicles that come in here.
Any raccoons or anything up there?
No, we get no raccoons, but a lot of rats.
Okay.
You know, Prescott's not that far, man. It feels like, Louis, you call him Canada or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, isn't there raccoons in Prescott?
Yeah.
There is raccoons in Prescott.
Yeah, they got critters. So.
And someone
I love it up there.
Yeah. It's 90.
Yeah, exactly. It's
hot.
Cooler. Let's put it that way. 90
hey,
is still hot to some people. To us, it's cool.
Right.
We tried to cook an egg at the garage today. Just
Didn't
so
it work
know,
yet?
Just to be official. So,
didn't work?
The other thing, too, is we talked about these check engine lights. What about my emissions? You know, we get people that call, hey, I need a tune-up. I got to get through emissions.
Right.
What do you think there?
We don't have emissions up here.
Oh, so we're asking the wrong guy.
You're asking the wrong guy on that one. We sent down to Frank for that one.
Yeah, so if you guys are listening and checking us out on YouTube there, you know, emissions, you may not have a problem. In this state, here in the local municipality, where you are going to be tested, perhaps not in Prescott, you know, if your check engine light is off, that's a plus. Make sure your gas cap is good to go. But if you do have a check engine light, don't assume that it is going to be a tune-up. Don't ever go in saying, hey, I need a tune-up. I got to get through emissions. Number one, as a consumer tip, we've talked about this many, many episodes on these shows. Don't ever request a repair. Tell the symptom. Like a doctor, you're going to say, hey, my kneecap has a little, that area has some pain. You're not going to say, hey, doc, replace the kneecap.
Yeah.
Give the symptoms. It's the same with a tune-up, especially today. Tune-ups of years ago are not the same today.
Sure.
Yep. And you know, Frank, I don't know if you run across this down there too, but a lot of my check engine lights come from a lot of places. We'll go to these quick oil change places.
Yeah, we got to. You know, we're not bashing these guys
by any means,
but
the common thing is the vacuum line on the air cleaner is unplugged. They pull it apart to check the air filter.
Hold on a minute. Stop right there. Louis, ring the bell for Louis. That was a power play. That's the power tip. That'll save people hundreds and hundreds of dollars
Of the power tip of the day.
Oh, stop right there. So we've got a lot of our listeners, and we're going to probably do a segment in the future about oil changes and what can happen from that. But Louis, you just mentioned one of the key tips, and that's I just took my car in for an oil change and now my check engine light is on. What could that be? And Louis, tell us, what can guys and gals check after an oil change?
Most of the time where your air cleaner box is, there's usually a line coming off there. There is going to be a line coming off their vacuum line. Usually that's disconnected. When they pulled it apart, they've got to push that thing back on there.
It's as simple as that.
And a lot of times you push it back on, that light will be on. Go take it to, they can just reset it real quick.
Right.
You know what I mean? It doesn't take but a minute. Sometimes it'll go off on its own.
Yeah.
We see that as much as we see gas caps.
That's right. So if you've got any car questions, 480-655-8870. We still have some of these gift cards. If you guys want to call in, we got a car quiz for you. A little bit hard, a little bit easy, however your knowledge can be. We got a car quiz for you. We got Claire's, we got Disney, Domino's, We got all kinds of stuff, so call 480-655-8870. We got Louis Gomez on the line from Prescott Auto Body and Tire up there in Prescott. You visit with Louis. Louis's a rock star doing the right thing, not only by taking care of your vehicles, but I tell you, you're going to catch Louis out at a street fair, a parade. He is all over, and that's what I admire. I want to just thank you for really inspiring a lot of us in the industry.
Yeah, I remember we talked to you before, and what you do with Wounded Warriors is awesome.
Really inspiring.
Yeah, all right, Louis.
So blessed to be part of them.
Well, all right, Louis. We're going to follow up with you on that Wounded Warrior project, and we are going to make another visit to our YouTube channel. We're going to have that roving journey story about how things are going. We want to thank you for calling in, brother. Stay in touch.
You got it. We'll have three builds this year at SEMA, too, so it's going to be pretty nice.
Oh, we're salivating right here.
Thanks, Louis.
All right, Louis.
Talk to you soon.
Right, take care, buddy.
God bless you guys.
All right, you too. All right, we got one more caller on the phone wants to play the car care quiz. Before we go to break, let me get the game show music we've got. What's his name? Adam, is it?
Adam?
No, it's Chris.
Chris.
Gentlemen.
Hey. Chris, how are you, man?
Doing well, yourself?
Good. All Where are you calling from?
Gilbert.
Gilbert, all right. What are you doing today?
Just got off work.
Where do you work, can you say?
I work all over the valley.
All over the valley. All right, well, he's a male prostitute.
Well, listen, Chris. There you go. We're all in the same boat. Don't worry, partner. Now, listen, Chris, I want you to pull up your pants, tighten up your belt, get your shirt sleeves rolled up, because we are getting ready to take the car quiz. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So I'm going to ask you a question, and you give me the best answer. What was the very first car?
Ooh.
Was this designed by Daimler-Benz, Honda, or Chrysler? The very first car.
It wasn't Ford?
The very first car.
Yeah, Daimler, I thought it was Ford.
Yeah.
99, the Deutschlander, Daimler-Benz. Sorry, you
really?
Got that one. So here we go, a little backstory. It's okay. A little trick question. That was built and patented by Carl Benz in 1886. In all fairness, it had wheels, it had a motor. It was considered a car. Now, of course, the Model T,
right.
Ford's success was the car for the common man.
Okay.
Right? So here we go. Right. Are you ready? We're going to give you a little bit of an easier one. Are you ready, Chris?
All righty, let's do it.
All right. So how did the Ford Mustang get its name? All right. Mm-hmm. Was that a stylist inflating from an airplane, a railroad train, or a toy? Was it an airplane, railroad train, or a toy? How did that Mustang get the name? From where?
To the toy.
I was going with no.
No, it was.
Said the same thing.
No, do you guys remember like the P-51 Mustang fighter plane?
Dude, I'm a Chevy guy, man.
I'm sorry. Let me find a Chevy.
Oh, the Mustang fighter plane.
Yeah, the P-51.
I was thinking it was named after like wild horses because horsepower in the engine. I don't know.
All right, I got another one, Chris. This will be the last one for your surprise, your gifts. We got them coming.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Here's
You got one more.
Don't worry.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so what car did James Dean die in?
Ooh.
All right. Now, James Dean, he was one of those heartthrob actors from the 1950s. He was an avid car racer. Was he killed in a Mercedes, a Chrysler, or a Porsche?
Mercedes.
No, don't do that one.
Don't do that
one. Pick another one.
I'm about to do the freaking Porsche.
Yes!
We got a winner. Chris, brother, we appreciate you listening. You got a choice now. What would you like? You like the GameStop, Disney, Claire's, or you want to fatten up with a little Domino's? What you got, Chris?
Let's do the GameStop. I got
you. Got it. We appreciate
cool,
you listening.
For listening.
Thank you for calling in. GameStop coming out.
I got a quick question.
Yeah.
You got it. Let's help you out.
Okay. Well, I just bought me a new Chevy truck.
All right.
And you know they do the schedule, the oil changes and stuff like that. Or
gotcha.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I got the warranty.
Right.
What should I do myself to keep it? Just the upkeep, you know?
What's the mileage? You said it was new. That'll help me out.
I got it at 15 miles last year. Now it's at 6,000.
Okay, it's at 6,000. Again, as
I don't drive it much.
Okay, that's fine. It sounds like you're babying it. Yeah, it sounds like you're doing all the right things. Take advantage, first off.
I'm going to say oil change every 6 months, even if you don't drive the entire 6,000 miles.
And I got to say, Steve, that is awesome.
Okay.
Now, listen, Chris, look, we talk about an oil change. Look, I can train my 5-year-old to do an oil change, okay? It is
right,
that inspection.
Right.
We want to make sure. So what you can do, that's the get to know you. That's the love time to get to know my truck, know my vehicle. You want to know about any new noises, odors, smells at that mileage. That's what you can do. Just get to know it. keep it car washed, feel good about that. At that young mileage, you may be looking at approaching, you want to alignment once a year check, right? Always once a year, get the alignment check because you can hit something in the road, knock it out, prematurely wear tires, number one.
Right.
Number two, tire balance and rotates every 6,000 miles to keep it safe. The idea at that early age is to make sure filters and rubber on those tires are not going to wear out prematurely.
Right.
And your engine's breathing and so on. So I hope that helps, my friend.
Yeah. Hey, one more question before I go.
You got it, Chris.
Time. I do drive it. Let's say I drive it once a day, but it's only started up and then it's driven like 0.4. It's not even driven a mile. And then I shut it off, sits all day, start it up. And I guess I should warm it up and
no.
then drive it back home. Or,
No, that's old school.
Yeah.
You got a very, very complex machinery there. It's got computer controls. It knows the temperatures. It knows what fuel trim to give when it's cold or hot. You know what you do, brother? You get yourself a little ice slushy. You get in that car, that truck, and you enjoy it. You start it up.
Right now.
Don't worry about it. Just cool off. Enjoy your ride. When you get to that 30,000 and above, that's when you may have a little bit more attention.
Yeah, but for him, it might not be for 5 years.
It's okay. He'll celebrate every year. Enjoy that new truck.
All right, Chris. Thanks, man. Hang on a second. Bree will talk with you and get you your gift card. We're going to roll right through on the phone with us.
Goodness.
On the phone with us from where?
Aye, aye. Delaware.
Hey.
It's the Blue Hand of Delaware.
Guys,
what is happening?
Rich Nation?
You got it. We got Greg Buckley out of Delaware. Buckley's Auto Care. Always a great to have you on as a show contributor. Tell me something real dramatic about your weather. We need drama because it's been hotter than a mug every single day.
Yes.
Oh, man. We are in the soup, my friends. We are in the soup. It's 95. We're hitting 99 tomorrow.
No.
We have almost 100% humidity.
Oh.
We are just soaking rags.
I think we had 30% humidity last week, and I sweat like a pig.
Yeah.
Forget this 100% stuff.
Ooh. Look at us go, man.
It's not
just
a good time
to
go to Delaware.
Rolling. Yeah, fans rolling. We've got ice cubes. We've got cold water. We've got it all. I mean, trying to keep the crew all happy and everything like that. So it's been a challenge with this kind of weather coming in.
We got to keep the people happy. Ice cream, whatever we got to do, we do.
Whatever we got to do.
And I think
absolutely.
You know, most of your seat, we watch for our youngsters. The newer mechanics, I will share with you guys. They probably, you know, maybe they got a year or two under their belt. We're watching those guys. You know, some of your seat, we're going to watch everybody. But some of those seasoned guys, they're accustomed to the Delaware weather, the Prescott weather,
yeah.
the Arizona weather. But let me give a scenario because we got a lot of folks listening. They have perhaps a Toyota Camry or a Chevy truck. They just clocked in 100,000 miles. They drive into Buckley's Car Care. Greg, we want to know, give us the scenario. What should people expect their mechanic to go through? What are they going to inspect, and how are they going to handle that? I know it's a big question, but give us that scenario.
We're going to analyze it. Well, the first thing is you want to make sure if you haven't had your fluids analyzed and checked and recycled or refreshed, that's you want to start with that. Then, of course,
wait a minute, Greg. We got to get to this because a lot of folks and some of us, I won't mention. Car washes have ruined that because they just want to flush everything every 5,000 miles. So why are we flushing fluid? Give us the rundown.
Well, fluids are actually really critical nowadays to maintain the integrity of not the systems that they're running through. With your transmission fluid,
mm-hmm.
the fluids, the actual specialty fluids and the compounds that they have really do make the transmission shift. I mean, they have to have certain viscosities. They have to have certain compounds. I mean, they're very critical to the actual operation of the transmission.
It's like a teeth cleaning, right? A good teeth cleaning.
Yeah. I mean, when they approach 100,000 miles, they do get tired. You get sediment. And from, we can get critical in here with all the molecular compounds and how it's structured and what it looks like. Look, man, you've got, I want to say compounds, but that's not the word. Big molecules pushing out little molecules, and that the bigger ones are dirt.
So Greg, let me just say this, man.
Yeah.
We got 5.2 listeners that just said, "Damn, we like when Greg gets scientific."
Hey,
we
so,
love it.
Wait, let me guess at this. There's brake fluid.
Well,
there's transmission fluid. Is there differential fluid?
Differential.
Yeah,
all right. There's what else
fluid,
is there?
You've got transaxle
coolant,
fluid. You know, all of that stuff, and the big culprit now. You know, I mean, we got moisture, especially our brake fluid. We've got
That's
moisture
right.
that gets into the
the brake fluid itself, and we got to get all that stuff out of there. So we want to look at the fluids. We want to look at spark plugs. And it's funny that we're talking about this today, because in the shop today that I was actually working on, it was a 2011 Ford Escape Hybrid with a drivability problem. And the owner who purchased it used bought it at, $109,000.
Right.
And she's developing a little bit of a misfire, but it's not really showing up in the monitors. Everything's looking good, but she's got a little bit of stumble. So what I had to convince her, because she's thinking hybrid, I got a hybrid. I don't need anything. Hybrid is what I'm worried about. And I had to tell her, I said, listen, just because you have a hybrid, you realize you have a regular old-fashioned combustion motor to go along with that.
It's underneath. That's right. It's in there.
I said, it needs spark plugs. Well, what mileage should I replace them at? I said, well, we recommend anywhere between 90 and 100,000 miles. And I went and I did a video for her. I showed her exactly what I did. I pulled the spark plug out, and I showed her that the plugs were original.
And that's the thing. It's knowledge. It's getting folks educated. And I got it. Let's back up, because no matter what we can talk about on the show, I know we've got our listeners that probably have newer vehicles. And what happens, and I'm not knocking the new car salespeople, but, you know, sometimes in that new car sales transaction, there may be some language about, you don't have to worry about a damn thing. You leave the hood shut, and it's all good. It's 100,000-mile maintenance-free, right? So be careful. Be cautious. And you mentioned the tune-up, especially with these hybrids that we have. You know, we're not talking about the Tesla or anything, but the full-on electric. But the other thing, too, is we covered the whole point about, you know, the modern-day tune-up is a service more so, right? So you may be at 60,000. Perhaps you're pulling a trailer. You know, it may be time to get into service the transmission fluid. It's not the tune-up of yesteryear. The service interval is what we're talking about. And price points, I would tell you that, you know, we get from time to time, as Greg, you mentioned, you may have a 100, 105,000-mile service inspection. Talk to us. Let the listeners know, how would you organize? I may not have $15,000 to $2,000. How do I prioritize that? What's important?
The thing that you want to look at, and all the listeners should understand, is if you listen to a professional, they'll help you maintain it. So you don't wait for everything at $100,000. You get things done, you know, as you go along, every 3 or 6,000 miles, maybe every 10. Every 15,000, there's certain items that if you're working with a professional, that they can guide you, because there's a lot of custom stuff. Like you just said, Frank, you know, there might, you know, the 60,000 miles that people put on in Arizona are going to be different than the 60,000 miles they put here in Delaware or in New York City or anywhere else.
Right.
So what a professional will do is go in there and they'll guide you, and they'll say, you know what, Mrs. Smith, maybe we want to focus our attention here on this one, and then we can budget a little later on that one.
Steve, I'm reading Steve's mind.
Yes.
Steve's saying this. You and I were the professionals. But the bottom line is, people, they just don't trust that factor. It's so hard to convey, hey, I'm the professional, trust me.
They have to stop reading the book. They can look, they listen to a good professional who knows what they're going on. And remember, like most of us will say, we're here to help you manage your vehicle.
So I've always had that attitude, like, I'm going to drive it until it's broke.
I mean, that's like an athlete saying,
then it cost me $15,000 or whatever. I'm sitting there bitching about it.
And my dentist will turn around and say to me, well, you don't have to brush your teeth. You're 56 years old.
Right.
You know, another 50 years. right.
Until they fall out. Sure.
Now, I did want to mention one more thing, because this has come in the garage. I know you've seen it. We've got probably many of our listeners driving the Japanese imports. There is a mileage interval, which includes that tune-up, includes the adjustment of the valves, those hydraulic valve adjustments.
Right.
So consider that. That can add to the cost, but that's very important. Again, reference your owner's manual. And I got to tell you, Greg Buckley, we're counting down today. We're going to have Mr. Buckley in studio.
Oh, that's right. He's coming to town.
Wait. Yeah.
Like Santa Claus.
I got this big red old circle around September 26th. 6.
Nice.
And I can't wait.
And guess what?
To you guys.
You better wear your shorts and t-shirt because it'll be 105.
You
don't
better
worry,
will.
It'll still be
26,
hot.
No problem.
I might even come in with a Speedo.
No,
boy.
No, God.
And then I'll walk around the studio.
Uh-oh. He just, wait a minute, wait
I'll
a minute.
Look like Buddha.
Hold on, he just changed his name. It went from Delaware Greg to European Greg. Oh, my goodness.
That's it. I'll come in with my European look.
I think we've gone far enough today.
All right.
All right, Blue Hen of Delaware, Greg Buckley. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Out there, drive safe and drive smart, everybody, all right?
Thank you, Greg. We'll talk to you then. All right. Can't wait to meet him when he comes into town.
It'd be awesome.
The Wrench Nation Wild and Wacky News on Wheels.
Oh, my goodness. I got to tell you, we talk about owner's manuals. Well, Land Rover of Dubai has decided that they're going to chock full of everything in the owner's manual. It'll have a metal binding. It'll tell you everything you need to know in a survival guide format. And guess what they're doing?
What?
If you don't have any food and you're stuck in the middle of nowhere,
yes,
you can eat the edible manual. It is an edible.
You're kidding me.
This is a Land Rover edible survival guide. It's like off
the... You know, people, somebody's going to smoke some weed and get the munchies.
I don't know. They're going to... Well, after the movies, you run out of popcorn, you go in your glove box, you pull out your owner's manual, you look at it, I'm going to eat that son of a gun. That's a Land Rover edible survival guide for you on the Weird Automotive News.
All right, Red Station, every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Hope you're enjoying it as much as we enjoy doing it. And you can call us, of course, next week, 480-655-8870. Wrench Nation on Facebook, Wrench Nation on Twitter, and, of course, WrenchNation.tv.
You guys rock. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next Wednesday at 4 p.m. Wrench Nation.